Welcome, everyone. You have just joined The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. Hey, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Do you ever wish you had a single source for all of your livestock information? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com.
Cattlemen, save the date, Monday, December 4th, for the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale. That'll be at the ranch east of Allentine, 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus, and 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with the commercial cattlemen in mind. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Allentine, Nebraska, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Well, we're just a couple days away from Thanksgiving, so I think something about Thanksgiving would be an appropriate piece. And here's a cowboy prayer of thanks. There's a whole lot of folks who don't even think of the things they should be thankful for or the one they should be thanking. This is written by Slim McNaught from South Dakota. Cowboy prayer, thanks. Old Horse and I were tuckered out. We've had a long, hard day, checking cows and windmills and fences along the way. Them picking winter feeding grounds and where we'll fence the sacks and making sure we're ready to store our cow cake sacks. So now we're headed on toward home. Old Horse, he knows the way. Evening's fallen soft and warm. We're still some miles away. That old barn is sure inviting, and that cozy kitchen too, where we'll have food and comfort. Lord, we owe it all to you. So now while things are quiet as I ride along the trail, I can come to you and visit and give thanks that you prevail. Now, most of us just do our work each day as it comes past without our giving thanks to you, the one who makes it last. So, Lord, I know I'm somewhat slow in keeping up the thanks, but then you know what's in my heart, and see, on you I bank. And, Lord, this life you've given me is all that I could ask, and for your watching over me, pray, I'm equal to the task. Now, Lord, we're coming into home. We smell familiar smells, and sounds that come in from the night tell us all is well. Then tomorrow we will start again, refreshed with food and rest. And, Lord, we give you many thanks. We know we're greatly blessed. So thanks we give with humble hearts for all you've blessed, grace, for watching o'er while we sleep and while we work this place. And thanks we give for favors done which we didn't know or ask. So thank you, Lord. I come with thanks for your help in every task. Again, Slim McNaught put that beautiful poem together.
That's pretty good for this week of Thanksgiving, isn't it?
I liked it.
I have one called Another Farmer Died Today by Cam Lynn. Many of you will remember. Jim had featured this on a very earlier edition of The Good Stuff. There was another farmer that died today. That happens far too often than I care to say. The times of his life forever stands in the lines and scars etched on his hands. His life of stress, hard work, and day-long toils are reminders of what it takes to till the soils. The works of his life were marked by seasons. His wife and children were always the reasons that he chose and maintained this lifestyle. For all of those years, right by his side stood his wife. They faced each other with all new kinds of ambitions, and for decades, they always maintained traditions. The crop yields and prices varied from year to year, but they faced each and every one with hope and a little fear. But his time and the hard work wore this farmer down. Until the very end, he resisted the request to move to town. So I am sure that I can say this without no hurt nor harm. The old man was lucky, and he passed away on his farm. So he moves on to his heavenly place with no chagrin, and says, given the chance, I would do it all again. And again, that's Cam Lind wrote that. We thought we'd feature that for you here heading into Thanksgiving. It's called Another Farmer Died Today.
We want to send out a shout out to everybody listening through Bowman, North Dakota at KPOC 1340 AM. We appreciate you so much turning in too. And don't forget, your things can be put on The Good Stuff. Just send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. They don't have to be original. They can be something you found somewhere, or of course it can be original. Again, kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's The Good Stuff.